Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Titans head coach Mike Vrabel, and you're listening to the official station for Titans football.
Touchdown, Titans!
104.5 The Zone.
It's official. It is now Cliff Ellis Court here at Cumberland University.
He had a spirited speech out there, too. I was looking up. He had the arms moving. He was getting into it.
Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. It's been a fun midday here at Cumberland University, and it's about to crank up a notch with some great storytelling.
So Jeremy Lewis is the head men's basketball coach here at Cumberland.
I love how Coach knows exactly where we're going.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. We're going right into it.
I know where we're going, guys.
Jeremy was a really good basketball player at Beach, went on to play at Cumberland University. And I told you guys before, we've long talked about Ron Slay supposedly dunking on me.
Right.
I've said, and since then, the video has backed me up. Ron Slay did not dunk on me. He went off the backboard himself. I was well behind the play, which the video showed.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, he dunked.
But I did admit, when saying that, if you really want to find someone who may have dunked on me, his name is Jeremy Lewis, and he played at Beach. And Jeremy's now the head basketball coach at Cumberland. Jeremy, do you recall the play in question?
Yeah, and please recall it with granular detail.
I do recall the play very vividly in my mind. You know, being someone of my stature, you don't get those opportunities very often.
When you find
a quote unquote big guy, hovering around under the rim somewhere.
Yeah.
It was a 2-on-1 break.
Big guy did nothing but shoot threes, by the way.
Yeah, that's true. You were way before your time.
I was a stretch four before it was a thing.
That's right. Fast break, 2-on-1, we're pushing the ball.
Yep.
My guy Nathan Douglas actually had the ball on the right wing. I'm streaking down the left side of the floor. I know it's coming.
You're spot on so far with my memory.
He gives me the look. He makes it look like he's going to attack the basket. My man Withrow does step out, takes a step out from the rim. The ball goes flying to the backside, and Coach Lou did the rest.
Yep.
I flushed it pretty good.
So,
one hand, two hand, 360.
It was two hand.
It was a two hand. It was a two handed off 2 feet. Yeah. Caught it, dunked it. And here was my vantage point of it. I was in perfect position on the 2-on-1, right? I wasn't right underneath the basket. I was a little bit out in front. And he's right. As Nathan Douglas starts to go, I motion out like I'm going to stop it and make him give it up. Well, he gave it up.
Yeah.
he gave it up to a lob. So then I turned.
And what are you looking at?
I'm looking at shorts in the air, and it's Jeremy Lewis's shorts as he dunks it.
I don't know which area of the shorts.
How would you describe it? I don't know if it was. You definitely
shorts?
Dunked in my vicinity for sure.
Yeah,
I was right there.
You made the poster.
You landed on me.
You were posterized.
You made the poster. You made the poster for sure.
What are the odds someone out there has film or video or?
I would also
Chad's photo of that dunk was on the season schedule for Beach the following year. Whenever they posted it on the gym door.
I'd also like to take this opportunity to ask Jeremy how many times he beat me in high school with Melchior.
I was going
to
say, I was thinking about that on the way up. I was like, this play is going to come up, and I'm going to be like, you know what? I did dunk on Withrow, but we never beat Mount Juliet.
0-8.
Yeah.
0-8 my high school years.
Well done, Chad.
Now, the freshman team, you guys beat us in the district championship game freshman year. In freshman ball.
We did at Hendersonville High School.
Yep. Yeah. To win the freshman title.
That was a big deal for us.
But we were pretty good at high school.
You guys were good, man.
Gallatin,
really good.
It was us and Gallatin.
Yeah.
For the most part in that district.
The big two, as they called you.
District 9,
but
baby.
I will also say I never dunked on anyone. I hit a fair share of threes, but never dunked on anyone.
Yeah.
So congratulations on that.
I appreciate that, guys.
How's the team looking? This is year one. You've been coaching the women's team, but
I have.
Now with the men.
I'm very excited, first of all. I would be lying, and I've said this numerous times, I'd be lying if I said that I wasn't ever thinking about this opportunity. Obviously, people would ask a lot, and you give kind of the cliche, no, I'm just focused on my team and what I'm doing. But this is a very special opportunity for me. This is a special place to me. I've been around Cumberland a long time. I've seen a lot of change here, all for the better. This university is really growing, and it's kind of culminated into what's happening today. With Cliff Ellis, this is a really neat experience and opportunity. But I'm very excited about the team we have this season. A couple of core guys coming back from last season that I thought had a very talented team, sitting and watching them last year. Obviously, there were some things that happened kind of behind the scenes with the coaching staff that I think affected our guys a little bit. But a good group coming back. We've added a good recruiting class. I think we've got a good mix in this recruiting class with incoming freshmen and a couple of transfers. So we shall see what happens. But I'm probably too excited. I know I'm probably not showing it now. I try to keep it pretty close to the vest. But a very, very unique opportunity.
For you were more excited when you dunked on me senior year.
Well, so you're in dress shoes and the sports coat and slacks. Chad, yeah. You wearing jeans over there, Chief?
No, I've got some sort of gray pants on. Sneaks? Slacks. Sneakers, yeah.
Let's go out there and reenact. Can you lower the backboards?
Can we do a dramatic reenactment out there? You can be the point guard. I'll be on defense.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We can pull the side goals down and pull the bleachers out, and that might help us out a little bit. So yeah. I really don't want to get out there and jump. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
What if we got out like a Nerf rim?
A walkthrough. It'll be a walkthrough. You don't have to go up and dunk it, but we'll just show the positioning of the play.
Oh, there's no question. We can get that done.
Yeah, we can do it.
Now, I got a couple players here. You go stand under the rim, and we can see what happens.
Okay, let's do that. Actually, that'd be more fun.
Posterized again.
We'll do a – have we done a Periscope session or Facebook Live?
Chad will be on the schedule for Cumberland next year.
Phoenix basketball. It's rising from the ashes. And it's some 36-year-old dude in a golf shirt getting dunked on.
Face all scrunched up.
Getting kneed in the forehead.
Oh, wow.
Fun times. Classic. Thanks, Jerry.
Hey, no problem.
Congrats on the gig, man.
Appreciate it.
Best of luck to you.
Yep. Thank you so much.